Letters 2649, a collection of many select epistles to friends of that ancient, eminent, and faithful minister of Jesus Christ, George Fox, Volume 1, Cont. 26, concerning marriages. Friends, all they who act contrary to the light which comes from Christ Jesus and hate it, whose deeds are evil and live in strife about words, and their minds are in earthly things, defrauding and wronging one another, they know when they do so, with the light which comes from Christ Jesus. So this light, which lets them see and know when they act contrary to it, with this light are they condemned. And all that do act contrary to the light, and do join together in marriage contrary to the light, and are joined with that which is contrary to the light, this is their condemnation, the light which leads to God. But who are joined together with the light are joined together in God, and let no man put them asunder. Here is the true joining, and there will be a clear testimony unto them, that God did move and command and join them with his light among all the children of light. And this marriage is honorable, and the bed not defiled. And whom God does move and command and join together, it was and is by his power. George Fox, 27. To all my dear friends and brethren everywhere, he who has the Son of God has life. All that have not the Son of God have not life. The Son of God is he which makes free from all sin, and is come to destroy the works of the devil, and to make us conformable to his image, and the image of the devil to deface and destroy, and the image of God to renew us up in, and so to bring us to walk in righteousness. Praises be unto the glorious God forever, who has sent his Son into the world to take away the sins of the world. The Lamb of God, the Son of God, is but one in all his males and females, sons and daughters, and they all are one in Christ, and Christ one in them all. And all, friends, walk worthy of your calling in all holiness, for holiness becomes the saints. Without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. And everyone, improve your talents, laboring in the vineyard, dressing the Lord's vineyard, that you may be found the faithful servants, who are as good servants, and walking all in love to God, and one to another. And know one another in the Spirit, which is immortal, for all other knowledge in the flesh veils the pure, and hinders your discerning. There will arise tares out of that ground from which love springs. Therefore dwell all in the pure Spirit of God, and walking therein, it will teach you everyone in particular, to know God the Father of spirits, and all to stand naked and bare, and uncovered before the living Lord God. For woe is to everyone that is covered, but not with the Spirit of the Lord, and who are covered and not with his Spirit will not stand in his counsel. But all you who are uncovered, walking in the Spirit of the Lord God, it will keep you all in his counsel to stand uncovered before the Lord, bare and naked, to receive instruction and counsel from him. So God Almighty be with you all. The dew of heaven is falling upon you to water the tender plants, and the blessing of God be among you, which showers down among you. The heavenly joy fill your hearts and comfort you in the inward man in all tribulations. The glorious light is shining, the immortal is bringing forth out of death. The prisoners have hope of their pardon, the debt being paid, and they freely purchased by Christ's blood, and he into the prison houses is come, that the prisoners begin to sing in hope of their eternal freedom, for joy of heart leaping, and the dumb tongue shall sing praises. And the arrows of the Almighty's shooting against the wicked. Therefore be bold and valiant for the truth, triumph over all the deceivers, and trample upon their deceits. George Fox, 28. To all you that are enlightened with the light that comes from Jesus, to it take heed, which leads into the right course of nature, which who act contrary to it, going out of the right course of nature into drunkenness, rashness, lying, blaspheming, deceit, and uncleanness. All this is out of the right course of nature, and leads out of the right course of nature, and destroys it, and is to be condemned with that which leads to the glory of the first body, and leads nature into its right course and right being, which man was in before he fell. George Fox, 29, concerning tithes. Friends, the counsel of the living God to you all is that you may come to discern the ministers of God and Christ from the ministers of the world that have gotten the scriptures for their cloak, and with them make a color to deceive and tell you that they are the ministers of Jesus Christ, and Christ has sent them, who sue you at the law and hail you before magistrates for tithes and maintenance, when they do you no work, nor have you hired them, yet they come and tell you, the workman is worthy of his meat, and the laborer is worthy of his hire. Here the custom of sin has taken away the sense, they are so accustomed to it. But praised be the Lord God, who has given us his light, and with it all such are seen, comprehended, and judged. And to such we cannot give tithes nor hire, who do us no work, whom we have not hired. For it is contrary to Scripture and Christ's doctrine, and to that of God and our consciences. It is not for the saving of the earth, for it is the Lord's, and the fullness of it, that we do not pay the priests tithes. For if we should, we should uphold the first priesthood, and its office, who had their storehouses, to put the tithes into that were given them. And then all the widows, fatherless, and strangers came, and were to be filled in the priest's gate, and the priests were to minister it out of the storehouse. As you may read in Malachi and the book of Moses, who received a law from God, and gave it forth to the priests to receive tithes. So with the light which Christ Jesus has given us, with it we come to witness him, the unchangeable priest, and see the change of the first priesthood, and the change of the law also, by which the priest received the tithes, as you may read Hebrews 7:5-18. So we do witness the New Testament, and the New Covenant, and the everlasting priest, praised be God. And do confess Christ Jesus come in the flesh. And all you that would have us to give priests tithes, and would compel us so to do, you are they that do oppose Christ's doctrine and commands to his disciples. Freely you have received, freely give. And do not own the unchangeable priests being come to teach his people. You are against the unchangeable priest's office. You are against the New Covenant and New Testament. And so we cannot uphold tithes, and such as take tithes, who act against Christ Jesus' commands, and deny him to become in the flesh in life, doctrine, and power. So, we that suffer our goods to be seized joyfully, it is for Christ's sake, the unchangeable priest, and for the New Covenant's sake, and the New Testament's sake. As the Hebrews did, who suffered their goods to be spoiled joyfully and were a gazing stock, and so we suffer now by the changeable priesthood, which takes tithes, as the people of God did then. But if we hire any man and set him at work, we will give him his wages and his meat. But such dissemblers, as say, the Scripture is their rule for it, and we neither hired nor set them at work, all such deceivers are denied, who take the Scripture words and make a cloak of them for their covetous practices. Nevertheless, if any minister of Jesus Christ, or son, or daughter, or servant, which Jesus Christ sends forth, who said, freely you have received, freely give, comes to our houses, and ministers unto us spiritual things, we will set before him our carnal things. And he that sows unto us spiritual things, it is the least, that we minister unto him of our carnal things. But he that sues us at the law for income, and calls me before courts and sessions, and tells me he is a minister of Christ, and Christ sent him, all such evil beasts, as the apostle speaks of, we deny, who mind earthly things, whose God is their belly, who serve not the Lord Jesus Christ, but their own bellies. But if anyone come into our houses, as before said, to preach the gospel to us, we shall set before them, and they shall eat freely, as Christ said, whatsoever they set before you, that eat. But to give tithes to such as do not preach to us spiritual things, but deny Christ come in the flesh, and hold up things in the figure, all such we deny. And for the truth's sake do we suffer by such. And you that have bought tithes to get gain thereby, to you we cannot pay tithes. You are as bad as the priests to hold up such things as were acted in the figure, and deny Christ is come in the flesh. And though you may say, give Caesar his due, for a cloak, that cloak we deny. Nevertheless, if we owe anything to Caesar or to any ruler or magistrate or minister, he shall have his due. So Caesar shall have his due in his place, and the figure we own in its place, and Christ in his place. George Fox 30 to a suffering friend. Dear John, the everlasting arm of the Lord hold you up and break all your bonds asunder and set you upon the rock on your feet, in which you may know his presence and his everlasting supreme power. And so the God of life be with you. And pray for your enemies, for the Lord to open them and their hearts and see themselves and you. George Fox 31, dear friends. Mind the steadfast guide to the Lord, where we do all meet in the eternal spirit, in oneness, all being baptized by it into one body, having one food, the eternal bread of life, which the immortal feed upon and all made to drink into one spirit, which is the cup of the communion of the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which makes perfect, and redeems from all that is vain, fleshly, and earthly up to God, who is holy, pure, spiritual, and eternal. And let not any of you in your desires wander from that which is pure in you. Then your conditions will be kept clear and pure to see all things as they are, and a dear separation will be made from that which is of man, and of your own, and that which is of God, and there will be a growing up in that which is pure. And so, be low in your minds, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ in you all, who is Lord over all, to be Lord over all in you. And so the Lord God of power keep you all. Farewell. George Fox 32, to friends, that their minds go not out from the Spirit of God. Friends, when your minds go forth from the pure Spirit of God and are drawn out from it, there the image of God comes to be lost, in those whose minds go out from the pure, to lust after that which is in the fall, which may appear like truth in the mind's opinion. In that nature, out of the truth, lodges the enchanter and sorcerer. To speak of truth when you are moved by the Spirit is a cross to the will. If you live in the truth which you speak, you live in the cross to your own wills. For that which joins with the earthly will goes out from God and that which is pure, and so makes a place for the enchanter and sorcerer and the airy spirit to lodge in, whereby a grave is made for the just and the partition wall between God and man standing. Death comes to reign, and the grave has the victory over such, and in the airy spirit lodges the enchanter, which the Lord will rebuke. Dwell in the pure and immortal and wait upon the living God to have your hope renewed and to be renewed again into the image of God, and the image of the devil defaced and the prince of the air cast out. For he lodges in the mind that does despair and in the mind that presumes. So dwell in the light and wait upon God to have the image of God renewed, and all come to witness yourselves to be restored by Christ into the image of God and to be made by him like to God, pure, holy, perfect, and righteous. This was witnessed, this is witnessed, and this will be witnessed measurably with thousands who are growing up out of the fall and coming up out of the grave. Let not the lust go out to anything which is mortal to be servant thereto, but mind the joining to the life. Here you are kept in the image of God. Not that you may not use the creatures lawfully, but being kept in the image of God, you are kept as kings over all the creatures and over the creation. Here you will see all things and by whom they stand. To the pure, all things are pure, being in the image of God above all the creatures below, not worshipping the host of heaven, nor being in bondage to the creatures, nor minding anything in comparison with that which is immortal, which joins you unto the Lord. And all that speak here, in that which is immortal, are joining unto the Lord. But that nature keep out, and that judge which is mortal, which will join to the harlot, the flesh, from all that there is to be a separation. And here, as you are brought by the power of God, the gate is seen that stands open, which gate is shut from all mortal eyes. And all the wanderers are here seen, who inquire after new things and novelties, but the wise man satisfies not the fool. For that part is above the pure, if it is not kept in the cross, which not being wrought out will join to the flesh, and so become one with the harlot, and such join together to put Christ to death afresh. So therefore, dwell in that which is pure and eternal, which guides the mind to God. Here is perfect peace to those whose minds are stayed upon the Lord, which, if the mind goes from, there the peace is lost, and there gets in the light, airy spirit in that nature. And if the mind go back to fetch up things again and speak them forth, there will lodge the airy spirit too, though there may be true experiences. And if the life speak them forth, by which they were opened, it keeps down the airy spirit. Therefore mind the substance that keeps you in your present conditions, and that which does disobey or rebel against the word of the Lord, in that nature lodges the airy spirit. And that which hearkens to things that are spoken out of the life, that lets in the devil. And so, you come to be possessed with evil thoughts and doubts and carnal reasonings and bondage and trouble. These things in you will rest until the life be risen again within to cast all that forth, which the earthly ear and mind has let in. Now, if you hearken diligently, you will learn your safeguard and judge forth that which is not pure, which defiles, that the just may have the dominion. And here you will see what stains and what defiles, and the pure eye and ear will be open to hear God, and the wizard and the enchanter and the sorcerer and the soothsayer, all that will be kept out and judged. For none of that must live in Israel where there is to be no transgression. For where they live, truth does not, and where truth does live, that does not, but is all judged out. George Fox 33. To friends, for all to wait and walk in the truth. All friends and brethren everywhere in the life and power of the Lord wait, and from it none walk. But that to the light of Christ in everyone you may be made manifest, that the fear and dread of the Lord may be in all your hearts, that nothing may reign but life itself. And so, all your meetings in every place keep, waiting in the light, which from Christ does come, the Savior of your souls, that his presence in the midst you may all feel, who are gathered together in his name and power in his light, which is his name, and from the world's gatherings are turned. And if any is moved, who are turned to the light, with the power which comes from him, to any service for the Lord, be obedient to it, and you will see Christ with you to the end of the world. But if any go, before they are moved, and so from the light walk, he is a stumbling block, and is to be judged and condemned by the light, and is out of the wisdom and out of the fear, and sows to the flesh and reaps corruption, and by the light is condemned. For that answers not the light in every man's conscience, neither does it reach to the life, the spirit in prison, but it manifests weakness and foolishness and nakedness, which is from the light and contrary to it. And such are stumbling blocks, and do not answer the witness of God and the conscience. Therefore wait all in the light, to receive the power from him who is not of the world, that you may be preserved from nakedness and weakness. For that which goes from the light and is not guided with it runs into the lust. And there is the slothful, which is to be judged, and so that will offend to which the woe is. For it answers not that of God and the conscience. Neither is it honorable nor of good report. For that which is honorable and of good report answers that which is of God and answers the light of Christ in every man in the world with wisdom, which from the light does come, even from him by whom the world was made. Therefore, all friends, this is a charge to you all and a command to you all in the presence of the living God. In the light, life and power and wisdom of God walk. So to that of God in everyone you may be manifested in the sight of God, and it may be your witness that you are of God in every man's conscience, which witnesses against the world, and for him who is not of the world. And wait all in the light for the wisdom by which all things were made, with it to use all the Lord's creatures to his glory, and none to stumble one another about the creatures. For that is not from the light, for which end they were created, and with the wisdom by which they were made, you may be kept out of the misuse of them in the image of God, that you may come to see that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and the earth may come to yield her increase and to enjoy her Sabbaths. And all such that walk contrary to the light may be turned to the light, that with the light they may see and condemn that which is contrary to it. So that in the wisdom of God you may all be kept, and in the fear of the Lord and his righteousness established, which is far from oppression, where all bonds of iniquity are broken, and the prince of darkness judged out, and the prince of peace reigns, under whose dominion keep and walk. And all that cause strife are to be condemned and shut out, which have their eye without, and are condemned by the light, the God of the world having blinded the eye of the unbeliever. Therefore, you believers in the light, wait in the wisdom, that with it and in it you may be ordered to the glory of God, that among you nothing may reign but light and life and wisdom and power, the dread and fear of the Lord be among you and truth and righteousness reign, which will answer the light of Christ in every man. And all that is contrary, let it be condemned with the light which comes from him by which the world was made, who was before the world was, who lights every man that comes into the world. Though they believe not in it, yet you may answer the light in every man, though it be their condemnation. So being kept in the light, which comes from him by whom the world was made, who was before it was made, you come to receive the wisdom by which all things were made, and with it to order and use them to the glory of God. For that which is not from the light nor from the wisdom is the offender, which is to be condemned with the light which comes from the life. And to it in you all take heed, that your hearts may be joined together to God, and all that is contrary condemned. And so, the Lord God Almighty preserve and keep you all in wisdom. P.S. Friends, a warning from the Lord to you all in wisdom to walk, that you may adorn everyone, what you profess, that the measure of God's Spirit in everyone you may answer. And know the Lord to guide your understandings, and let his wisdom be justified by you all, and you in the measure of the Spirit of God in unity kept, that you may see righteousness spring and flourish among you, and no deceit stand, nor nothing that is deceitful. But with the eternal judge it down, and keep it down, that nothing may live that is for the sword, which would defile the land. Therefore in that which is eternal dwell as a royal priesthood, in that which comes from him by whom the world was made, who to all your souls is a friend, from where the refreshing is received. So the Lord God Almighty preserve and keep you all, that in his life, dread, and power you may be preserved. George Fox 34. Friends, I do warn you in the presence of the living God, not to speak the things of God out of the fear of God, at random, in a presumptuous mind. For proud boasters are excluded out of the kingdom of God, and with the light of Christ condemned, and with the life that gave forth the scriptures, are they judged. Therefore to you this is the word of the Lord, in the light, which Christ has enlightened every one of you withal, wait in it and love it, and you shall have the light of life. And it will bring you to stand in the counsel of God, and keep you from all wicked ways. And with it you will see all the enchanters, false prophets, who speak a divination of their own brain, whose minds are turned from the light of Christ. With this light are they condemned. All whose minds are turned from it and hate it, whose deeds are evil, with this light are they condemned. Though they may make a profession of the words which proceeded from the light, from them who lived in it and walked in it. So they that turn from it and hate this light, making a profession of their words who dwelt in it, and hate them that walk in the light now, oh, high deceit! All such are to be condemned with the light. And such that hate the light, and deny it, though they may profess the words that did proceed from the life, and be full of them, they turn no people from their wicked ways, for in the counsel of God they stand not. For they were in the counsel of God, who gave forth the scriptures, who were in the life of them, from which the letter did proceed. Therefore in the life, everyone in your measures, wait and walk, which gave forth the scriptures, which will open them to you again. Else you all I do deny, and you are to be turned away from, as having the form, but not the power. And know the life of God in one another, and the power of God in one another. But that knowledge in the form without the life we deny, though it be ever so finely painted, and the harlot be ever so beautiful, who is turned from the light, which Christ has enlightened withal. This is the harlot who dresses herself with the words that proceeded from the light, who persecutes them who dwell in the light, who drinks the blood of the saints, who dwell in the life which gave forth the scriptures. And with the words that proceeded from the light, does she clothe herself and is prostituted from the life, and all that she brings forth is contrary to the light. So she is called the mother of harlots. But if you love this light, and your minds are guided by it to see the face of Jesus and him the head, then with this light you will see all the harlots and the mother of harlots and where she is and what she is joined to. The light is that by which you come to see. He that walks in the light stumbles not. But stumble you do, who are turned from the light among the harlots. I charge you everyone in the presence of the living God to take heed to the light. If you love the light, it is your teacher. If you hate the light, it is your condemnation. George Fox 35 to Friends in the Ministry. Stand up, you prophets of the Lord, for the truth upon the earth. Quench not your prophecy, neither heed them that despise it. But in that stand which brings you through to the end. Heed not the eyes of the world, you prophets of the Lord, but answer that in them all which they have closed their eye to, that you may to them tell of things to come, answering that of God in them that shall remain. Keep in your habitations, you sons of God, that over all the contrary you may reign. And you daughters, to whom it is given to prophesy, keep within your own measure, seeing over that which is without, answering that of God in all. And despise not the prophecy, keep down the nature that would, which is the same as that is which acts contrary to that of God in them. Neither be lifted up in your openings and prophecies, for fear that you depart from that which opened, and so come by the Son of God to be judged, and bidden to depart as workers of iniquity. For a worker of iniquity is gone from that which leads to the Son of God, who is the end of the prophets. Quench not the Spirit, by which you may prove all things, and what is good hold fast. For if the Spirit is quenched, then light is put for darkness, and darkness for light, and evil is put for good, and good for evil. This is when the Spirit is quenched, then you cannot try all things, then you cannot hold fast that which is good. For then you cannot see good when the Spirit is quenched. But when the Spirit is not quenched, then with the Spirit you may see the good, to take the good, and to shun the evil. And this brings to put a difference between the precious and the vile, the profane and the holy, the clean and the unclean. The Spirit is it that proves all things. George Fox 36. Friends, take your heavenly censers and offer up your spiritual prayers to the Almighty God, and having heavenly fire in your censers, it will consume all false offerings and sacrifices, which are offered in the evil nature. George Fox 37. To Friends in Cumberland. Dear friends, prize your heavenly calling, by which you are called into holiness and righteousness, without which no one shall see the Lord. And let your conversation be, as becomes the gospel, the holy power of God, which is the gospel of Christ, the Holy One, who suffered by the unholy ones. And keep in the lowly mind, and the humility of Christ, that the fruits of your good conversation, and translation and regeneration in your lives may appear, as a people redeemed from the pleasures of the flesh, and the spirit of the world, and the beggarly lusts. And that you may obtain the promise of the eternal God, and the power of the truth, through the word and the heart, the hidden man, that you may obtain victory over that which wars against your souls, through which you may be arrayed and adorned, and by that you may be preserved and kept from that which is not of the Father, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life, in the simplicity and innocence of Christ Jesus, over all the subtlety and feigned deceit, through which you may esteem nothing in comparison of that which is of God, and Him above all, through Christ the light, the truth, the power of God manifested in you. And keep out of all false liberties that would lead you out of the fear of God. And in that, you will be preserved in the sense of the power and the truth of God in your own hearts. In that, everyone watch, through which knowledge and virtue is ministered unto you, and peace from the God of virtue and peace. And keep out of all that which tends to strife, and whisperings and backbitings and tattlings, which draws from the witness, watch, and fear of God within, which leavens into the fleshly lusts and nature. And then that judges, and that is the same thing for which he judges others, which nature and judgment are for judgment and condemnation. So be wise and keep your first love. Break not wedlock with the Lord Jesus Christ. Keep your first habitation, keep your garments clean, for such as so do, they are blessed. That you may shine as lights to the world and be examples in virtue, righteousness, and holiness, walking in the truth in all patience and quietness, looking at the Lord, your strength, and Christ Jesus, the conqueror, and beyond all the hills and mountains, that you may be a good savor to the Lord, having salt in yourselves. Let your lamps be burning and your lights shining, and then you will see over all the unsavoriness that is in Adam's family in the fall, who live in Christ, the power of God that never fell, and keep marriage with him, the Holy One, the Just One, the light, the truth, and power of God, who makes an end of all unholiness. And so, walk in the righteousness that your feet may be kept in the way of peace. And keep your tongues and hands and bodies and lips and minds and words out of all that which would defile and corrupt you and bring you under the indignation and wrath of God and his hand to be turned against you. So, keep in the fear of God and keep in his truth which you at first received, for truth never changes. And walk in the Spirit, and then the lusts of the flesh will not be fulfilled, and then strife is kept out, that which would be high and get up, through which comes strife and wars. So keep your fellowship in the Spirit, in which is the unity and bond of peace, and the fruits of the Spirit will appear, righteousness, holiness, goodness, peace, soberness and gentleness, chastity and virtue, through which you may have fruit to feed the hungry and to relieve the sick and poor. For the unfruitful walk not in the Spirit and so bear not fruit, and so the curse comes and briars and misery. So I, the Lord God, in all things in the Spirit, who is a Spirit, in that you may distinguish his things, and the things that are of yourselves, and what is of men, and what is of God, and what to keep alive, and what must die. So be obedient to the Spirit, and to the good power of God that has quickened you, and live in it, that you may die no more, for that gives you life. For they that are made alive, and come to die again, and to be twice dead, and then come to be plucked up by the roots, such lie dead upon the earth, and corrupt it. So, let not the world, let not things visible draw your minds away from the Lord. Do not mind the body more than the Lord, do not forsake the Lord. But be of good faith in the truth of God, and live in it, then you live in Christ Jesus. Who is your way? Who is your teacher? Who is your prophet? Who is your priest? Who is the bishop of your immortal souls? Christ that never fell, nor never changed, nor never will change. And here you come into the seed, the top stone, that is atop of the world set. And before the world was, who will remain when the world is gone? Who was full of grace and truth and virtue and life, by whom grace comes, that brings salvation, who is every one of your teacher in yourselves. So know Christ the head and salvation, in which there is peace and no condemnation. For the condemnation is upon them which are out of the light. And so, live in unity in the light, before darkness and enmity was, in which you have peace and love to God, to Christ, and to one another. George Fox, 38. An epistle to the travelers in the Lord's way, with a testimony against the false prophets and those that hold them up. Friends, all are to receive your spiritual bread and water from the Father of life, by which you may be strengthened and watered from the Father of life, in your passing and traveling on in your spiritual journey heartily and comfortably. That you may come to your heavenly rest, being come and coming out of the great city of Sodom, towards the city of heavenly Jerusalem, where you shall abide eternally forever. Reason not with flesh and blood, that shall never enter. Take not counsel of that which draws you nearer to carnal things, and draws you to consult with carnal reason, and so draws your eye and mind to visible things, and so brings you to wander from going on your journey. And if you follow that, you go to death, hell, and destruction, and to the pit and the snare, and that gets dominion over you, and comes to rule over you, which ought not. But everyone wait in the pure Spirit to guide you to God, then you shall see the promise of God fulfilled in you, and the springs of life open to you, and refreshment daily coming in from the Lord. And then you will come to walk with the Lord, forsaking all, father, mother, wife and children, lands, livings, and all. Here is joining to the Lord, as one spirit, and he that does not forsake all is not worthy of him. All who are in the first birth, and all who reason with flesh and blood, stand here, and are for persecuting them who are born of the Spirit, that are passing out of the city, towards the city whose foundation and builder is God. For in that city the righteous ones are slain, by them who are of Cain's generation. All you who are got up into his steps, professing Christ and to be ministers of Christ, who stand in the envy, and have the chiefest place in the assemblies, and are called of men master, which Christ forbids. Lie down all for shame, who are in pride and oppression, and in the steps and places of the Pharisees, and have got a form of the words which the apostles said, and which Christ said, and have got it in three or four languages. The Lord has discovered you now. The Lord God Almighty has discovered you by his prophets and servants. All honor and glory and thanks be to him forever, who now is come to rule alone in his saints. Rejoice, all you prophets and righteous ones. The beast made war with the Lamb and the saints. The Lamb got the victory over the beast, and the ten horns which pushed at him. Powerful Father and eternal God, to you alone be all glory, honor, and thanks forever. Now all you teachers, and the followers that hold you up, I witness against you, that you may be witnesses against yourselves, and that you witness yourselves to be in Cain's generation, and in the generation of the false prophets and antichrists and seducers, who have the form of godliness but deny the power, and in the generation of them that ever slew the righteous seed, as it will appear. Now all people, take notice. Who are they that bear rule by their means? Who are the hirelings now that the scriptures speak of? Who seek for their gain from their quarters now? Who feed themselves with the fat now? Who seek for the fleece and clothe themselves with the wool now and so make a prey of the people? Where are the hirelings now? The priests preach for pay, and the prophets prophesy for money. Who sue men at the law now, which Christ spoke against, and which the apostle speaks against, who is a minister of the living truth which testifies against all such practices, who go in the way of Balaam now for gifts and rewards? Where are the covetous teachers now, who are called of men master now, who love the chiefest places of the assemblies now, who go in long robes now, who stand praying in the synagogue, steeple houses now, and speak from their brain's imagination, which the woe was pronounced against by Christ Jesus, the substance of all the prophecies, who cried woe against all such Pharisees and false prophets, who hails, drags us out of synagogues, steeple houses now, who stone and stock, prison and beat now, and hail before magistrates. It was the Jews' practice and religion, you may say, the Jews did so. But the prophets of God testified against these things, and the apostles testified against all these practices. And Jesus Christ testified against all the evil works of the world, and all these practices were held up in Cain's generation. So be you witnesses that you are here in the generation of the false prophets, and in the chair of them that spoke a divination of their own brain, that are called of men masters, love the chiefest places in the assemblies, lay heavy burdens upon the people. Of them that seek their gain from their quarters, and of them that go in the way of Balaam, and in the generation of Cain. Where any prophet comes to cry against any of you, you seek to imprison him, or to destroy him, which Abel did not, as you may read, but Cain, who was the first birth, whose sacrifice God had no respect to, no more has God to your customary will worships, praying and prayers, than to Cain's. For Cain's generation was and is the same that ever it was, and is not of the generation of the righteous. And except you all be born again, you cannot inherit the kingdom of God. So here you are witnesses against yourselves, that you are in the generation of Cain, which ever slew the righteous seed, and in the generation of all the false prophets. For now is the Son of God come, and you are of the same generation that they were, seeking to put him to death where he is manifest. But the eternal, glorious God of heaven and earth, the same as ever he was, is manifesting himself in his sons and daughters, who are called out of that generation and worship. For he said, come out from among them, be you separate, touch no unclean thing, and I will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters. And this we witness, and this is fulfilled. The generation of the wicked we know, and the generation of the faithful we know. Here is a separation between the precious and the vile, between the holy and the profane. So all people, weigh and see in what generation you are. The generation of the righteous shall shine, the generation of the wicked are for the fire prepared, and to be turned into hell. You are the stubble, you that are proud are for the fire. You that are wicked, you are chaff that the wind drives to and fro. You that are scorners are turned from God. You that are heathenish know not God, and all that are heathen know not God. The Lord will render vengeance in flames of fire upon you. The mighty day of the Lord is coming, that shall burn as an oven. The fire is kindling in the earth, which shall burn up all root and branch, head and tail. The Lord of hosts has spoken it. The Lord God of power will reign. 0H Happy Day. Praises, praises, praise you the Lord, you righteous ones. Sing praises to the Lord God Almighty forever. All you liars and dissemblers, you must never inherit the holy city in that state. And all you who commit sin and live in sin, know not God, and who are disobedient and hold the truth in unrighteousness, the wrath of God abides upon you. All you that work iniquity and live and die in that are to depart from God as cursed to everlasting punishment. Where then will you find him whom you talk of with your mouths and call your Savior? You that live in your vain, wicked, profane ways and take him to be your cloak and say you are redeemed by him and live in your wickedness, go, you cursed, he will say, I know you not. Plagues, woe, and misery will be poured upon you all. Let everyone that speaks the name of the Lord depart from iniquity. None can call him Lord but by the Holy Spirit, and where the Holy Spirit is come, there he is Lord and King. This is witnessed in all his saints where he is so, but in Cain's generation it is not, but these persecute. But he is risen and come in his saints, who is Lord and King, who will reign over all the world and bear the government upon his shoulders. For the Lord is King in his saints, he guards them and guides them with his mighty power, and preserves his seed and children from the seed of evildoers in his kingdom of glory and eternal rest, where they find joy and peace and rest eternal. All glory and praise be to the Lord God Almighty forever. George Fox 39. To friends in the North. All friends in Westmoreland, Cumberland, Bishopric, Newcastleside, Northumberland, and Lancashire, wait in the measure of the Spirit of the living God, that with it all your minds may be guided up to the living God. And to it take heed, that you may have dominion over these spirits that are in the earth, that in the Spirit of the living God you may all know one another, and with it come to reign over the world in the power of the mighty God, which upholds all things. And wait to receive wisdom from God, who created the creatures to his glory. And the Lord God Almighty keep you all in the Spirit, and be with you all. And all of you live in the life, that with it you may come to know the Father of life. And all being led with the Spirit of the living God, the Lord's presence you will enjoy. And all that is contrary, with it will be judged. So the Lord God Almighty preserve you in that which is pure, up to himself, who is pure, to receive his wisdom. And that with it and in it, you all may come to be ordered to his glory, who is God over all, to whom be all honor and glory, God blessed forever. That with it you may come to see the Lamb of God, the Savior of your souls, who was before the letter was. George Fox 40. Friends, I warn and charge you all to be faithful in the measure of the life of God, which he has given you. And watch over one another, that with that which is pure you may discern, and have unity with that which is pure. And take heed of any lightness and forwardness, which is contrary to that which is pure, but in the pureness that wait and dwell, which does that judge in particular and general, that the garden of the Lord may be dressed, and you in his wisdom preserved and kept. The mighty power of the Lord keep you all in his Spirit, and with it up to himself, your hearts join together. And see that you meet together, and be led together in the Spirit and in the power of the Lord, and that you keep out of all men's evil wills, which are contrary to the power and light. This is the counsel of the Lord to you. George Fox 41. Friends, to you all this exhortation is from the word of the Lord. Dwell in the life, that with it you may see the Father of life. And dwell in the light, with which light the world is condemned. Which light comprehends the world's wisdom. Which light comprehends the world and their knowledge and all the deceivers which are entered into the world. Who are turned from the light, with which light they are condemned, that is, the world, who hate the light because their deeds are evil, and they will not bring their deeds to the light, because the light will reprove them, they hating it, and you that live in it. And all the deceivers and all the antichrists, they are such as are turned from the light, which oppose Christ. To you all, my brethren, who dwell in the light, which is the condemnation of the world, and of all the deceivers who are turned from the light, it is not possible that those deceivers should deceive you, who are the elect who dwell in the light, which comprehends the world. I do charge you all in the presence of the living God to dwell in what you speak and profess, and none to profess what he does not dwell in, and none to profess what he is not. Such is a sayer and not a doer, such beget vain talkers. So, with the light all such are to be condemned from the life. So, I charge you all in the presence of the living God to dwell in the light, which is the world's condemnation, who hate it. Though they may profess all the words declared from them that were in the light of Christ, they hating the light in the particular, they and all their profession are condemned with the light. And woe is the end of it in them, from Christ, who is the light. Wherefore, to you I speak, friends that dwell in the light and love it, that to the light in all consciences of them that hate it, which Christ Jesus does enlighten them withal, you may be made manifest, which is the world's condemnation. In the light all friends dwell, which comprehends the world, which is its condemnation. The highest religion to it must bend and bow, and all that is to be condemned, which is contrary to it. And all friends dwell in the light, which is eternal, which comprehends the world, that with it you may comprehend the world and rise up and go on in the mighty power of God, as mighty men of war in the power and strength of the mighty God of life, the Lord of hosts, who is with you, your shield, buckler, defense, and armor. And it is he who arms you over all the wicked to reign, triumph, and trample. God Almighty bless you and prosper his work, that to the light in all consciences you may be made manifest, to the measure of God, which is pure, which is given to everyone, that with it all may see what is contrary to God. And to you this is from the Word of God. George Fox 42. To friends, concerning the light, in which they may see their Savior and the deceivers. To all friends everywhere, scattered abroad. In the light dwell which comes from Christ, that with it you may see Christ your Savior, that you may grow up in him. For they who are in him are new creatures, and old things are passed away, and all things are become new. And who are in him are led by the Spirit. To them there is no condemnation, but they dwell in that which condemns the world, and with the light see the deceivers and the antichrists, which are entered into the world. And such teachers as bear rule by their means, and such as seek for the fleece and make a prey upon the people, and are hirelings, and such as go in the way of Cain, and run greedily after the error of Balaam. And such as are called of men master, and stand praying in the synagogues, and have the chief seats in the assemblies, all which are in the world, who by those that dwelt in the light were cried against. For it condemned them and all such as speak a divination of their own brain, and are filthy dreamers, who use their tongues and steal the words from their neighbors. With the light, the world and all these are comprehended, and all that is in it. And all they that hate it, and all the antichrists that oppose it, and all the false prophets and deceivers that are turned from it, with the light are comprehended, and with the light are condemned, and all that are turned from it and hate it. I am the light of the world, said Christ, and he enlightens every one that comes into the world. And he that loves the light and walks in the light receives the light of life. And the other, he hates the light because his deeds are evil and the light does reprove him. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, in which light they that love it walk, which is the condemnation of him that hates it. And all the antichrists and all the false prophets and all the deceivers, the beast and the well-favored harlot, all these are seen with the light to be in that nature, acting contrary to the light, and with the light are they comprehended, and by the light condemned. For he is not an antichrist who walks in the light that comes from Christ. He is no deceiver that walks in the light that comes from Christ. Many deceivers are entered into the world. The world hates the light, and deceivers are turned from the light, and the antichrists are turned from the light. Therefore they oppose it, and some of them call it a natural conscience, a natural light, and such put the letter for the light spirit. But with the light which never changes, which was before the world was, are these deceivers seen when they enter into the world. For many deceivers are entered into the world, and the false prophets are entered into the world. The world hates the light, and if it were possible, they would deceive the elect. But in the light the elect do dwell, which the antichrists, deceivers, and false prophets are turned from into the world that hate the light. That light which they do hate, the children of light dwell in, the elect. So it is not possible that the antichrists and deceivers that are entered into the world that hate the light should deceive the elect who dwell in the light which they hate, which light comprehends them and the world, which light was before the world was and is the world's condemnation, in which light the elect walk. And here it is not possible that they that dwell in the light should be deceived, which comprehends the world and is the world's condemnation. Which light shall bring every tongue to confess and every knee to bow? When the judgments of God come upon them, it shall make them confess that the judgments of God are just. George Fox 43, To all my dear brethren, the flock of God everywhere, keep together in the power up to God, and none be discouraged or disheartened at the enemies without, which are without God in the world. But be bold all in the power of truth, triumphing over the world. Hold your freedom, and keep and stand fast in it, that you may be armed with wisdom, and furnished against your enemies, who are wiser in their generation than the children of light. But the wisdom of the Most High is spreading, and making itself manifest in your hearts, by which you may comprehend the world's wisdom, the world's worship and knowledge. And waiting in that which is pure, it will lead you into that which was before the world was, before the false worship was, before the seducers were, before the Antichrist was, and before the outward temple was, and false prophet and hirelings. And here you will comprehend the world, and what is done in the world. Therefore everyone keep your habitation, abide the trial, and abide the day and stand fast in your freedom, so far as Christ has made you free. Free from man's will and commandments, which brings into bondage. Free from the fashions and lusts of the world, the fleshly will, which bondages and burdens the pure. And to you that cannot witness this, wait and mind the pure, and then the burden will be easy, and wait for redemption and salvation, to make it so. And your strength is to stand still, that you may receive refreshings, that you may know how to wait and how to walk before God by the Spirit of God within you. So God Almighty be with you, and keep you up to himself under his own dominion, from under the dominion of Satan, that you may trample him under your feet. And friends everywhere, meet together, treading and trampling all the deceit under your feet, and watch over one another in that which is eternal, and everyone be certain that your words be from the eternal life. Examine and search with that which is eternal, which speaks to that which is in prison in others. And you that are led forth to exhort or to reprove, do it with all diligence, taking all opportunities, reproving that which devours the creation, and thereby destroys the very human reason. For the truth does preserve everything in its place. And all meet together everywhere, and in your meetings wait upon the Lord, and take heed of forming words, but mind the power and know that which is eternal, which will keep you all in unity, walking in the Spirit, and will let you see the Lord near you and among you. So God Almighty be with you, and multiply you, and give you the dew of heaven, the heavenly dew, the living mercies, which nourishes the tender plants, which causes them to grow, bud, and bring forth, and water you with his blessings. So the Lord God of power be with you all, my dear hearts. I am with you in the Spirit, and in the love of your God, your Father, and mine. The Lord God prosper, guide, and protect you, and bring you all into his kingdom of glory. You who are elected, called, chosen, and faithful, who are the lambs. God Almighty bless you and keep you all, my dear hearts. The love of God is love past knowledge, which bears all things, endures all things, hopes all things, envies not, and thinks no evil. And the love of God is the ground of all true love in your hearts, which casts out the love of the world and the enmity which was begotten between you and God. He that believes is born of God, and he that is born of God overcomes the world. So, my best to you all, and God Almighty bless and prosper you. George Fox and all friends that wait in that which is pure in itself, which cannot lie, which does not change, wait upon God, for God does not change. Let all flesh be silent before the Lord, that the life may speak in all. Then the mouth of the Lord is known, and God is exalted and glorified with his own work, which he brings forth. Meet together in this everywhere, and mind that which gathers you, and wait on that which is pure, which gathers you out of the world's nature, disposition, conversation, churches, forms, and customs, which will knit your hearts together up to God. That which gathers you out of all these is the Spirit of the Lord, which will gather you up to him, who is the Father of spirits, that you may be able to judge and discern and confound all the deceit in the world and grow up to be as kings and allow nothing to reign in you but what is in the life eternal. Beware of speaking in the presence of the Lord, except your words be from the eternal life, the eternal word of God, else it does not profit, nor build up, nor edify. So God Almighty be with you all in your meetings, that you may see him to be your head, king, and Lord over all. To you all, who are enlightened with the light of the Spirit, which light shows you sin and evil, your evil deeds and actions, and your deceit and false-heartedness. The light will teach you holiness, walking in it and bring you into unity, and it will draw your minds up to God, and in it you will see more light. But hating the light, there is your condemnation. George Fox 44. All friends, wait upon the unlimited power and Spirit of the Lord, which baptizes into one body, where you will have all unity in that which crucifies the flesh, and puts to death all evil desires, and puts off the body of sin, the old man with his deeds, and circumcises without hands, and joins together your hearts up to God, from where the living mercies come, from the living God alone, who is God over all, blessed forever. To that in every one of your consciences do I appeal and speak, to the measure that God has given, the light, loving it and taking heed to it and waiting in it for power from God, it will guide you to the Father of light, in which you will have all unity. And hating the light, it will be your condemnation. Oh, wait, wait upon the living God to nourish the tender plant in you, that you may bring forth fruits of righteousness unto God, for he accepts such and none else. Therefore wait upon God, he has a pure seed among you. Let your waiting be in the light, and mind that he is a wise man whose eye is in his head, which is Christ, the end of all priests, the end of the outward temple. The fool's eye is abroad, after many priests, and they are led away with conceivings and diverse temptations. Therefore in the light wait, where you will see all deceits within and without. For it is a sin to enter into temptations, but it is no sin to be tempted. Christ was tempted, but he entered not into the temptation. Therefore in the fear of the Lord wait and watch. The light is that, which lets you see sin and evil and temptations, which if you enter into, the light will be your condemnation, then your heart will not be right towards God. But in the light of God all wait, which light will bring you to see where wisdom's gate is. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of it. Pure wisdom is let out of the treasury into the pure heart, which sees God, and fearing the living God, it keeps the heart pure and clean, to receive the wisdom from the treasury freely, who does not upbraid. And as you depart from evil and iniquity, he breaks the bonds by showing mercy, and then the understanding grows pure and clear. So in the power of the Lord God fare you well. And the Lord God of power keep you all in his measure up to himself, from and above all the world's evil ways, baits, customs, and teachings to trample upon them in his power. That wisdom may be justified of you all, and you may be preserved, and God glorified. To whom be all glory, honor, and thanks over all, God blessed forever. Read these among all my brethren and friends, and send it abroad to friends, that you may all know the power of the living God in one another, not in words, but in power. So farewell. George Fox 45 Concerning the Heirs of the Kingdom of God, and how Christ was, and his saints are tempted. They are the heirs of the Kingdom of God, and of the generation of God, that live out of the kingdom of the wicked world. Up to God in the seed, which all the promises of God are to, following after Christ, who was in Egypt, and passed out of Egypt the house of darkness. And he was in the wilderness, and there he was tempted to lust after the creature. He was tempted to take himself away, he was tempted to worship the devil, to bow down and worship him. He is the captain of our salvation. He has gone before, he endured the cross, he despised the shame, he suffered the contradiction of sinners for the glory that was set before him. He has won the crown. He has overcome Egypt, and he has fulfilled the law, he has overcome the world, he has overcome the temptations, he is able to succor all who are tempted. It is no sin to be tempted, but to enter into the temptation, that is sin. He is the head of the body, he is the head of the church, who has blotted out the ordinances and traditions of men, who is the end of the daily sacrifice, who is the end of the Levitical priesthood. He is the end of all outward temples, who is the substance of the prophets, for they all witnessed of him. He is ascended above all principalities and powers. Now to all dear ones, the same seed which is Christ, the same Spirit is now made manifest, as ever was. The same world is now as ever was. The same temptations and the same devil and the same vain worship of the world, winding around into another form and color. And Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, the door that all must pass through, and he it is that opens it, the same door that ever was, the same Christ yesterday, today, and forever. And all who follow Christ, the seed, and are of his generation, and are brought out of Egypt, the house of darkness, and from under the law, the righteousness of the law is fulfilled in them, who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit, as the apostle said, which we do witness. And the seed's generation has passed through the wilderness, where they have been tempted to lust after the creature. You that have been in the wilderness can witness this with me, and the same temptations, even to despair, and to make themselves away. The devil, before he would go out of his kingdom, he would destroy all. But look at the captain Jesus Christ, who has passed before, who is tempted, the captain of our salvation, with the same temptations to worship the devil, and that if you would worship the devil, you would have the glory of the world. If not, be called a devil, as Christ was, and be called a madman, as he was, and that none followed him but accursed people, as they said. And they that worship the devil gave those titles to him. And you shall lose your good name, and be a laughingstock to them that worship the devil, and a derision among them, and a mark for every one of them to shoot at, and the drunkards to make songs of. This is the portion of them who deny the worship of the world, and the glory, and the favor, and the evil fashions thereof, and cannot fashion themselves to it, who are tempted to all these things. But it is no sin to be tempted, but standing in the power of the Almighty God, you will be enabled to stand against and above all the wiles of Satan. So dwell in the power of Almighty God, which carries through the wilderness and through temptations to the end, and gets the victory over all carnal ordinances and commands and traditions of men. He that overcomes ascends above them all. He that overcomes shall sit down with Christ in his throne. So everyone must witness Christ born in them, passing through death to him, through the world, through the law, through temptations, through the wilderness, and out of the world. And the Son of God you will witness to arise, who does overcome, who was born of God. And the same Spirit that raised up Jesus Christ, the same Spirit raises you up and quickens your mortal bodies. And he that has not the same Spirit is none of his. So examine yourselves, and see if you have fellowship with Christ in his sufferings, and be brought to be conformable to him in his death, and to have fellowship with him in his temptations and reproaches and buffetings and scornings and the contradiction of sinners, and to be spit upon, as he was. And he that has fellowship with him in his sufferings shall have fellowship with him in his glory. And he that confesses him in this dark world, him will he confess before his Father and his angels. And he that does deny him in this world, him he will deny before his Father and his angels in the world to come. Now to all you who are convinced, and have your understandings enlightened, and the worship of the world appears to you to be contrary to the worship of God and Christ in spirit, and all the prophets and apostles, who worship the living God in newness of life, in the second birth, beware not to enter into the temptation, to lust after the creature, and give not way to the lazy, dreaming mind, for it enters into the temptations. So there you will be polluted with the pollutions of the world. Then you will be tempted to despair. If the devil there gets power upon you, if you enter into temptations, if you follow your imaginations in going from the light of Christ within you, if then you judge with evil thoughts, the devil will come with his instruments, his evil angels, to tempt you from God's worship to the false worship, or else you will lose your credit or good name, or your place, or your authority where you are, unless you will bow to him. And everyone will stare at you, and you will be gazed at and wondered at. So if your mind goes from the light, and out of the fear of the Lord, then you will consult with flesh and blood, which must never enter into the kingdom of God, and carnal reason must also never enter. Then you will take counsel of the harlot, and so the eye of your mind will be turned out from God, and so you go under the power of the prince of the air, which rules and reigns in the children of disobedience, and so under the dominion of Satan. And then, though you have the praise of the world and the glory of the world, you then disobeying that which should have led you into the kingdom of God, and from under the dominion of Satan, your latter end will be worse than your beginning. And in the world there you may have honor, and the fleshly man is nourished, and your glory and renown may grow again among the fleshly ones who are gone out from God and have disobeyed the light in them, which should have led them from under the dominion of Satan, under whose dominion they are now, up to God, where there is joy eternal, where there are riches and glory eternal, and where there is comfort eternal, whose kingdom is forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion. But you, who forsake the right way, go into eternal destruction. Woe, woe is to you! For the love of the world is an enemy to God, and he that loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. And you, who sets your hand to the plow and looks back, are not fit for the kingdom of God. And all who can witness the second birth and are born again know the promises of God in and to the seed are yes and amen. And you coming out of that which was in time, you come up to God, who was before time was. This is a mystery, he that can receive it let him, and he that has an ear to hear it, let him hear what the Spirit says. Abel was the second birth, he was no murderer and no sinner, for God called him. And God saw no iniquity in Jacob, but Esau the first is hated and not perfect. And except you be born again, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Flesh and blood shall not inherit the kingdom of God. And he that is born of God sins not, because the seed of God remains in him, neither can he sin, because he is born of God. And he that is born of God overcomes the world. He that is born of God is not of this world. And he that is born of God testifies against all the works of the world and the wickedness of it. And he that is born of God does not commit sin. He that commits sin is of the devil and has not seen God at any time. Hereby are the children of God made manifest from the children of the devil. For he that sins is of the devil and knows not God. For this purpose was the Son of God made manifest, to destroy the works of the devil. And he that does righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. And they that were of the second birth were taught of God, and needed no man to teach them, and were come into the everlasting covenant. And those are the second birth, who are born again of the immortal seed by the will of God, and not by the will of man. And as many as received Christ, he gave power to them to become the sons of God, which are not born by the will of man, but by the will of God, not by water only, but by water and the Spirit. George Fox 46. To all friends who are in the unity, which is in the light, walk in the light. It is one light that convinces you all, and one Christ that calls all to repentance, up to himself the one head, who is Christ. The wise man's eye is in his head, who changes the mind and calls from above to that which lies below. It is he alone that gives faith, and all who are in this faith are one. It is one power that raises up the seed, and your faith being out of words in the power, you are all one, and that seed is one, and you are all one if you be 10,000. Which seed is one, which is Christ, and he is the master, which is one, and all the brethren who are in the Spirit are one. You have all one eye, which is the light, one fire, which consumes all which the light discovers to be evil, and one Spirit, which baptizes all into the one body, where there is no confusion, but pureness and oneness. Therefore all friends mind the oneness, and that which keeps you in the oneness and unity, it is that which keeps you out of the world. And this one light leads you out of darkness into the everlasting day, where you see the church of God. But living in the darkness, and following that mind, it leads into the world's assemblies, who have the letter of the saints' words, but live out of the life, hitting at one another, fighting for the husks. But minding the light within, it leads you into the assemblies of the righteous, who are in the life. The kernel is to be found within, the husk is without, which the swine feed upon, but the pearl is hid from them, and the swine and the dogs would devour them in whom the pearl is found. They are outsides, who feed upon outsides. God that made the world, and all things therein, seeing he is the Lord of heaven and earth, dwells not in temples made with hands, and has made all nations of men, that dwell upon the face of the earth, of one blood, and has appointed the times and seasons, and has given to everyone a measure according to their ability. God has given ability to everyone according to their measure, that are faithful to it, and here is the righteousness of God received, and the wrath of God revealed upon the children of disobedience. The grace of God has appeared upon all, which taught the saints to deny ungodliness and teaches us, which the world turns into wantonness and walks despitefully against the Spirit of grace, and yet tempts God and calls for grace. These are they that set up teachers without. And Christ said, he is the light of the world, and has enlightened everyone that comes into the world. And he that loves the light brings his deeds to the light. To him, there is no occasion of stumbling, and this teaching guides to God, the Father of light. And the other, he hates the light, because the light will reprove him. Here he knows his deeds are evil, by the light. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light. And here you must become silent, O flesh, that tempts God to give you a sight of your sins. For Christ has enlightened you, and given you a sight of your sins, which shall be your condemnation, hating it. For you that hate it, have it. And it is you that put the letter for the light, which was given from the light, from them that walked in the light. But you hating the light given to you, you know not the conditions of them that had the light, but put darkness for light, and light for darkness. And so woe rests upon you. It is you that puts evil for good, and the woe rests upon you. And it is you that are covered, and not with the Spirit of the Lord. And it is you that stand not in the counsel of the Lord, but instead follow your own imaginations, that are turned out from God. And so the woe rests upon you. And your kingdom and crown is pride, and woe is to the king of pride. And you are the wicked that forget God, who must be turned into hell, and lives in perverseness, and are a child of disobedience, who disobeys the light. And so the wrath of God rests upon you. But who love the light and walk in the light, Jesus Christ is their King, whose gospel is preached to every creature. For death having passed over all men, all in the first nature are children of wrath, and all in the second are children of God. The seed is sown upon all sorts of ground, upon the highway ground, thorny and stony ground, and good ground. And Christ has given to everyone a measure, and ability according to his measure. He that improves not his measure. He has eyes but sees not, and ears and hears not, and a heart and does not understand. And he is the thief that steals the apostles' words and Christ's words, and is the drunkard who abides not in the light, gone from his measure, and so abides not in the doctrine of Christ. And this light shall be your condemnation, when the book of conscience is opened, which should exercise your conscience, and which will condemn you. And the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. George Fox 47 to friends in Cumberland, Bishopric, and Northumberland. All friends everywhere, who with the light that never changes are convinced, and turned from darkness, in the light dwell, that you may come to learn of Christ in the life, and with it know the movings of the Spirit of life in you, that moves against all the works of death, and so works freedom. A measure of this living Spirit and power being known in everyone, and you kept to it, with it you are kept diligent, quick, and lively to walk in the life. For it is the life that redeems, which only overcomes, and gives an entrance into rest. Therefore every one of you know a measure of that Spirit, which exercises meekness, truth, and faithfulness in you in power, which, as it is known, breaks the bonds of iniquity and scatters the armies of the aliens, that you may all know what it is to follow the Lamb with joy and peace in your minds, your hearts upright to your guide. Take heed that none of you walk by imitation of others only. For though the way they walk in is good to them who are in the light, you yet are in darkness and don't know where you are going, nor can you ever receive any strength from God to carry you on in the way, nor reward for it. And your fellowship is not with God in that way, but with men, and in this way you cannot be cleansed, but in the end your labor will be lost. And of this sort are they that turn back and speak evil of the way of God, when the way of God they never came into, nor his life, peace, and power. That is a way they never knew. By these the offense comes, and the stumbling block, whereby many are offended. But woe to such by whom the offense comes. And take heed of judging the measures of others, but everyone mind your own. And there you famish the busy minds and high conceits, and so peace springs up among you, and division is judged. And this know, that there are diversities of gifts, but one Spirit, and unity therein to all who with it are guided. And though the way seems to you diverse, don't judge the way, for fear that you judge the Lord, and know not that several ways, seeming to reason that God has to bring his people out by, yet are all but one in the end. This is, that he may be looked to from all the ends of the earth to be a guide and lawgiver, and that none should judge before him. Deep is the mystery of godliness. Therefore silence all flesh and see your own ways be clean, and as you grow therein, the way of peace will be more prized by you, and the perfect bond you will come to know. And all who are here established shall stand in strength when others fall on the right hand and on the left. Dear friends, you have long been convinced and own the Lord in word and form, and look for it, you must be proved and tried, not only our faith and patience in persecution by the enemy without, for that many of you have escaped, but proved you must all be with that which is nearer, even a falling away among yourselves. And it is good that the steadfastness of all should be known in this. For many are crept in unawares, who are self-ended, slow bellies, who love this world more than the cross of Christ, who are got high in the form and have great swelling words, which they can utter for their advantage in earthly things, deceiving the simple therewith, who are not yet gotten above the pollution of the world. And this was ordained of old, for the manifesting of him that is approved. And with that eye that leads out of the fall, is he seen to be fallen, who has gotten the saints' words to plead for that which is in the fall to uphold it. And here the oppressor would set his seat stronger than before, the devil being now transformed into the likeness of an angel of light. And thus is the scripture fulfilled, "My little children, this have I written to you, that when you see this come to pass you might not be amazed, as though some strange thing had befallen the church of God, but even the same that was of old, to prove you, and to perfect you against the devil. Herein is he made manifest, that you may know his wiles. And great steadfastness shall it produce to all, who mind their standing upon Christ the rock, and have salt in themselves to savor withal. But that which will not come to the everlasting foundation is apt to be tossed to and fro with airy spirits, who are now gone out into the world, to deceive such whose hearts look back after worldly things. Therefore stand with your minds girded up to God above the world, for fear that you run in vain and lose your crown, which none receives but he that continues to the end. George Fox let this go to all the churches of the saints. 48. To friends concerning judging. Friends, to you all this is the word of the Lord. Take heed of judging one another. Judge not one another with that which must be judged. I charge you in the presence of the Lord, neither lay open one another's weaknesses behind one another's backs. For you that do so are one of Ham's family, which is under the curse. But every one of you in particular with the light of Christ, which he has enlightened you with, see yourselves, that self may be judged out with the light in everyone. Now, all loving the light, here no self can stand, but it is judged with the light. And here all are in unity, and here no self will can arise, nor any mastery, but all that is judged out. And let there be no backbiting among you. But in love, you that dwell in the light and see clearly, speak to the others, whose minds are gone from the light. Else, as I said before, if you do speak behind their backs, there will be the evil eye and filthy mind, which dare not speak to their faces. And so the same mind which condemns behind the back is for condemnation, and so self should be judged first. Here you will be kept watchful in the pure fear and love of God, and all self will be judged out from among you, which would be judging in secret, which is a work of darkness. And take heed of a feigned humility. I charge you all in the presence of the living God and a feigned love which is out of the light, and then to use that as a customary greeting or a formal gesture, which is all for condemnation, and to be kept out, being out of the covenant. So see that all your actions be in and from the light. Here you will be kept clean and pure, and will come to be sealed in the everlasting covenant of God, with the light which comes from Christ. And again, I charge you all in the presence of the living God, not to allow your minds to go out to contend with them who are not of the truth, in that which is out of the truth. Anyone's mind that has not been destroyed is out of the truth, both of which are to be condemned with the truth. For the same mind will boast and get up. Words spoken from the carnal mind are from pride and vanity, which is out of the truth and reaches at things in the comprehension, though it lives not in it, but is excluded out of the truth and shall not enter. You must stop to be able to enter the kingdom, but is for condemnation. Such words heap condemnation on the speaker and scatter the listeners. And so to you all this is the counsel of the Lord God of power and of peace, that in peace you may be preserved to wait for the Spirit of grace and of wisdom and of understanding. When you can speak words from the Spirit and friends all everywhere, meet together, waiting upon the Lord, that your minds may be guided by the Spirit of God up to God. And know the life of God in one another, which all, whose minds are abroad, are strangers to, and to the covenant of promise. For the covenant and promise of life is with and to the seed. And there is no sin, iniquity, or transgression in the covenant, for that is all judged, being out of the covenant of God. And therefore all wait, that you all may come to witness the covenant of life made with your souls, and to find the witness, the seal of the Spirit, that you are sealed to God with, and that you may all witness sin and transgression finished and blotted out by Christ Jesus, the new covenant of God. And you may all come to know the Lord and to love the light which Christ has given you to teach you. Then you will witness the covenant. Yes, tens of thousands will witness the covenant, Christ Jesus. For as the Lord said, I will give him for a covenant of light to the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes. And so, this light opens the eyes of the blind. All you that were blind as the Gentiles, or the Jews, you know that with the light your eyes are opened, and you do see the new covenant, the unchangeable priest, and the unchangeable covenant. So in that which changes not, dwell, so that which is changeable and wavering may be judged and condemned with that which changes not. And though the ministration of condemnation was and is glorious in its time, yet the ministration of the Spirit exceeds in glory, which changes not. And there is no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, the new covenant, who walk in the Spirit. But who are in that which changes, running into the changeable ways and works without, and are in that nature which hates the light, all such are for condemnation by the light, which is eternal and never changes. And all the beggarly lusts, traditions, and rudiments of men, which are acted in that nature, contrary to the light, are for condemnation by the light. So dwelling all in the light, which is unchangeable, you come to judge all the changeable ways and worships that are variable and changeable by that which comes from God, which changes not. And with his light, which he has given, all those things are judged. So dwelling in the judgment, you will be filled full of mercy. For first judgment and then mercy is to spread over all, that the just may rule over all. And friends, I charge you all in the presence of the living God, let no evil communication, nor evil words proceed out of your mouths. And if you find the root in you not taken away, that would act such things, dwell in the light which lets you see the evil communications, and with the light give judgment upon it in the particular, and first judge it there. For that is it which corrupts the good manners. And there are no good manners, but all is corrupted while there is evil communication, and all that profession is abomination to the Lord, while that stands. So put away all filthy communication out of your mouths, and all wrath, unrighteousness, and ungodliness. With the light you will see it all. And walking in the light and loving it, you may judge all that with the light, and with it come to know the good manners and pure communication. And walking in this light, it will keep out all evil communication from among you, for the corrupt manners are there and proceed from that. And all the profession which is performed in that nature, while the evil communication is standing, is abomination and for condemnation. For all the evil manners corrupt, and all their profession is corrupt and for the fire. So all walk in the light with which you are enlightened, for it will teach you all the good manners and pure communication, and condemn all corrupt manners and corrupt communication, and so to have the heart and mind cleansed from all such things. And all walking in the light, you have the besom, labor to sweep the land from all such corrupt manners and vain communication, and with the light all that comes to be judged down. So the light is the judge, and the condemnation, and in the light walk, and you will shine. And my dear brethren in the covenant of life, keep to your yes and no, and call the days, first day, second day, third day, fourth day, fifth day, sixth day, and seventh day, as they were given forth, and called by God in the beginning. The endless riches you are made partakers of, and the endless inheritance you are come to have a share of, heirs with Christ of the kingdom that never fades away. And you that suffer with Christ shall reign with Christ. And to you all, friends, who are not come up to the covenant and cannot witness that you are come into it, and sealed, by the Spirit, follow no image makers, but the life guiding you, which is eternal, that will hew down all imaginations and likenesses and images and image makers, that the glorious God, the Father of life, may be exalted, the ground of all truth. And friends, none speak abroad, but as you are moved of God with the Spirit of the Lord, and to that be obedient as faithful servants, that you may enter into the joy of your Lord. And friends, I warn and charge you all, that there be no keeping of old things in store in the mind or memory, or heart-rising one against another, or backbiting among you, or speaking evil one of another. But judge that out by the light of Christ. And dwell in the life of God, then you all in this life of God will have unity. And beware of and not suffer that in you to contend which goes out of the truth, but by the truth judge it out. And meet together everywhere, knowing one another in the Spirit and not in the flesh. And with the Spirit of God wait upon God, the Father of spirits. And, friends, live not on that which is out of the truth, but all be kept low, that that which is pure of God and comes from God, you may live and feed upon. And that there be no feeding on feigned love, but on that which is pure and eternal without mixture or stain, that all the other may be hewn down and trampled upon and trodden down, earth to the earth, dust to the dust, that you may all be kept pure and enjoy waiting for the eternal riches from the eternal God. So all to know the ministry and prayer, which is from and in the Spirit, and in it all are one, and by it all the contrary is judged. And take heed of pride, but by the eternal Spirit keep all that down and judge it. The sacrifices of the wicked are abomination to the Lord, and he hears not hypocrites, but the prayers of the righteous are heard. George Fox 49. Friends, dwell in the life and power of God, which teaches you to deny yourselves, which keeps you from all strife and from all deceit, that nothing may appear, but by the pure Spirit it may be judged, and that by the Spirit of God you may all be kept up to him, who is a God of order and not of confusion. For all who are in confusion are in that nature that is contrary to the light, who are with it to be condemned. And so the God of life be with you all, that the fear of the Lord may be set in all your hearts, that the dread, terror, and fear of the Lord among you may remain, and faith from him you may all come to receive, and love. And let love proceed one towards another from the faith which purifies, that all actions may be brought to the light, that all deeds contrary to the light may with it be condemned, that in peace and righteousness you may all grow up in that which is eternal, guided to him who is eternal, taking all heed to the measure of God's grace, that with it your minds may be guided up to God, the Father of life, and all your minds with the eternal kept to him who is eternal. That the kingdom of God you may all come to see, waiting in the light, taking heed to it, which calls to repentance, which informs your minds towards the kingdom of God, where there is no end but love, joy, and peace forevermore. And wait in the light for power to remove the earthly part, that you may all witness the kingdom and joy in the Holy Ghost. That with the light your minds may be kept up to God, who is pure, and in it you may all have unity, who in the light of life do walk. For who act contrary to the light, this is their condemnation. And let no unsavory speeches, nor profaneness, nor looseness, nor idleness, nor filthiness be among you, but be diligent, serving the Lord in the light. For all that which is contrary to the light, with the light is to be condemned. And to you this is the word of the Lord, that with the Spirit of the Lord that comes from the Father of spirits, you may all come to witness the Spirit of promise, and set to your seals that God the Father of spirits is true. So in the name and power of the Lord Jesus Christ be you all kept and preserved, and keep together and meet together, that you may grow in the measure of God's grace. George Fox and dear friends in the eternal dwell, that as the plants of the Lord you may grow, and you who are the vineyard dressers, keep out the subtle and cunning foxes, which make their holes in the earth. If you all dwell in the light, which was before the earth was, with it you will preserve the tender plants. And all friends, in that which is pure, patiently wait to inherit the substance. And in that dwell which sees beyond the shadow, types, traditions, and evil lust. And dwell in the life, that you may be nourished with living food, and be kept above the world in the light, that the Son of God be not crucified afresh with that which turns from the light into the lust. So, all you that have a sight of this, and are come here, wait in the light, that you may grow up in the living word to comprehend the world. That every one of your souls may come to find its rest, where no burden is, and the travail in the will of man is ceased. For all those travails and burdens are among them that act contrary to the light, and the burden is their own, and the travail is their own, which is to be condemned with the light which leads up into life. And so the power of the mighty God of life be with you, which is raising up his living seed, and the seed is one, which is turning up the earth, and cleaving it asunder, and removing it out of its place, and bringing into the faith of Abraham, and to the God of Abraham. The Lord God be with you that dwell in the light, whose minds are turned towards Christ the way, from all that which Christ the light discovers to be evil. You children of the light, seek to turn many to the light, and to wisdom's gate bring them, that you may all come to be doorkeepers in the house of the Lord, and see what must be kept out of his house, and what to receive into the house, and own no sacrifice but that which is from the living, which is accepted of the Lord. George Fox, top back letters, next letters.